A top contender for the Democratic presidential nomination made a campaign stop in Raleigh last night. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren energized a capacity crowd at Broughton High School with an unabashedly populist message. Rusty Jacobs reports.
The Massachusetts senator stood before a large American flag and promised the raucous crowd of more than 3,500 big structural change.
It is time for a wealth tax in America.
Warren proposes taxing the ultra-wealthy 2 cents on every dollar above $50 million. She says the revenue from such a tax could pay for a host of programs. Universal child care, $800 billion new dollars for public schools.
All of that on the same 2 cents, plus we can cancel student loan debt for 95%.
That message certainly resonates with Eric Dees. The 29-year-old grad student brought his 8-year-old son, Isaac, to the rally.
We talk a lot about what's going on and try to give him context for the different parties, the positions, things like that. And I thought this was a good opportunity to show him some excitement.
Dees wants to see corruption rooted out of politics. The same goes for 76-year-old Jim Challender. The retired accountant is an unaffiliated voter who has been writing in candidates for years, including in 2016. But Challender says the need to defeat President Trump in 2020 is too great.
And that has convinced me that perhaps I might have to sacrifice my independence.
Warren's anti-corruption message resonates with voters like Challender.
Do you really want to hose out some of the corruption in Washington? Make every single person, every one of them, who wants to run for federal office, put their tax returns online.
And Warren shared her personal story, describing her childhood in Oklahoma and the financial straits caused by her father's debilitating heart attack.
This is when I learned words like mortgage and foreclosure.
In a Meredith College poll of North Carolina voters last month, Warren trailed President Trump in a possible matchup 33-39%. Only Joe Biden fared better among Democrats, getting 34% to Trump's 38%. North Carolina's presidential primary is scheduled for Super Tuesday in March. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.